Hi, I'm Kevin Evers, a senior editor at Harvard Business Review and the author of There's Nothing Like This, The Strategic Genius of Taylor Swift. A popular meme pops up in my social media feed whenever Taylor Swift breaks a new record or surpasses another milestone. There are multiple versions, but my favorite includes a picture of 12-year-old Swift as she grips a microphone with both hands, singing the Star Spangled Banner at a 2002 Philadelphia 76ers game. Despite the grand setting of an arena, she looks like an ordinary girl. The caption reads, "Someone tell her she's about to have the highest grossing tour of all time." In one image and 14 words, the meme expresses the mystique of superstardom. How does a mere mortal, in this case an average American girl, in a Stars and Stripes dress and a red cardigan, transform into a Beatles-esque global phenom, an unprecedented person and a career in music that it's hard to imagine will ever be matched? That big question is one I've tried to answer in my book. Here are five insights from There's Nothing Like This. Insight one, seize opportunities others ignore. Taylor Swift's early success as a teenage country music star was straight out of an entrepreneur's playbook. She seized an opportunity that other people were ignoring. She had a clear vision. She wanted to write her own song. She wanted to write those songs for an audience of her peers, teenage girls, and she wanted to put out an album as soon as possible. But most executives and gatekeepers in country music did not think this was a good strategy. The consensus, Swift was told that, based on data and based on past failures, teenage girls were not a viable market in country music. But she persisted. And like Marvel did in the 1960s, when it went after college students and young adults, a market DC and other comic book publishers were ignoring, Swift created a category all her own. And if she hadn't, we likely wouldn't be talking about Taylor Swift today. Insight 2. Know what people are hiring you to do. Swift has always had a clear sense of her fans' job to be done. That is, her actions have shown that she has a deep sense that her fans are hiring her to do more than write songs and perform music. Her fans want connection. They want intimacy. They want to forge deep and personal relationships with Swift herself. Swift infuses this knowledge into everything that she does. You can hear it in the way she sings her songs, the way she conveys emotions line by line, word by word, in a near conversational tone. You can hear it in her hyper-specific lyrics, lyrics that seem to give fans personal insights into Swift's emotions and experiences. And you can see it in her fan engagement strategies, the way she drops hints and encourages her fans to dissect her lyrics like scholars analyze T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland. And you can see it in the way she stages her live shows. They're more theatrical extensions of each album's themes than traditional concerts. Her deep knowledge and execution of her fans' job to be done has enabled her to stay close to the things that her fans love and cherish while changing and adapting at the same time. Insight 3. Be people obsessed. Taylor Swift is fan obsessed. And her obsession has only increased as her popularity has grown. Her playbook is straight out of Amazon's. In a 2016 shareholders letter, Jeff Bezos wrote, "Customers are always beautifully, wonderfully dissatisfied, even when they report being happy and business is great. Even when they don't know it yet, customers want something better, and your desire to delight customers will drive you to invent on their behalf." This has been Swift's attitude her entire career. She has always gone above and beyond for her fans. She has sent fans Christmas presents. She has held listening sessions at her own home. And she continually finds new ways to drop hints and increase engagement online. The Eras Tour is a peak example of Swift's fan obsession. She could have played a greatest hit show for 2 or 2.5 hours. She'd never done something like that before, and her fans likely would have loved it. Instead, she played 3.5 hours. Her set list spanned over 40 songs, and she devoted a mini set to nearly every album of her career. This was borderline excessive. She didn't need to do these things, but she did. She gave fans more than they expected, and perhaps even more than they deserved. Swift's actions have shown that she understands that superstars are not self-made. They're created by fans. And her ability to continually delight her fans is one of the reasons why she continually grows her fan base while encouraging old fans to stick around. Insight 4. Be productively paranoid. No matter how successful Swift has become, she has always shown a special trait that great leaders possess: productive paranoia. The term refers to the ability of a leader to anticipate future change and challenges, even when things are going really well. According to research, leaders who are productively paranoid are better able to pivot and change and deal with challenges than those who aren't. Throughout her career, Swift has voiced on numerous occasions that she was worried that her popularity would dwindle. And she has used this fear to positive effect by making big changes when they wouldn't seem otherwise necessary. For example, in 2014, after 3 straight number one albums, she completely shifted from country music to pop music. For years, she had the best of both worlds. She had cornered the country market and her songs were widely played on pop radio. But her move to pop music and her abandonment of country music came at great risk. She risked alienating half of her fan base. But at this point, Swift was 4 albums into her career, a perilous time for many artists. This is when many artists flame out. So Swift, trusting her instincts and trusting her evolving musical taste, decided to take a big risk. She chose change over the status quo, and ultimately, it paid off. Her move to pop expanded her fan base and global reach. Insight 5. Taylor Swift is on an unprecedented run. Her Eras Tour, which spanned 149 shows, earned more than $2 billion in revenue, the highest grossing tour of all time. And in 2024, according to Hits Daily Double, she alone accounted for nearly 2% of the total music market. But none of this would have been possible if Swift hadn't radically adjusted her strategies to adapt to the streaming age. Daniel Ek, Spotify's co-founder, stated at an industry event in 2020 that the traditional model of releasing music every 2 years was losing its purchase. Ek said, "The artists today that are making it realize that it's about creating a continuous engagement with their fans. It's about putting the work in, about the storytelling around the album, about keeping a continuous dialogue with your fans." Much of Ek's description sounded a lot like Swift's strategies: the fan engagement, the hard work, the storytelling. These were the things she's been doing more than anyone for close to 2 decades. But Swift had been missing one critical piece, what Ek called the continuous dialogue with your fans, which in the streaming age meant a constant flow of new content. So Swift radically changed her release strategies. In just 15 months, starting in 2020, Swift put out 2 new studio albums and released 49 tracks, including bonus tracks, which averages out to about a track every week and a half. And she didn't stop there. Soon after, she released the first of her re-recordings, Fearless, Taylor's Version, that made 3 albums in less than 12 months, all 3 landing atop the Billboard 200, the first time for a female artist. And then she followed that up with Red, Taylor's Version, which also reached number 1. Whatever reservations she may have had with streaming and fast-moving release strategies were gone. Since then, she has released 2 more re-recordings and 2 more studio albums. By embracing the realities of the streaming age and switching up her release strategies, she has not only regained her foothold in the industry, but also expanded her influence. The remarkable success of her recent projects is a testament to her ability to learn from challenges and pivot with agility, rather than remaining stagnant. In all these examples, Swift has shown that, although she's an exceptional songwriter and artist, she is also a top-notch entrepreneur with great business instincts. She's a double threat, and these instincts have played an outsized role in her career success. Thank you for listening to these insights.